This is The First Lesson, a guardian story written and read by Seth. Rated Teen. Summary: A Day in Sunlight. Let Love Settle. I open with a favorite poem by Red Hawk. It's called Buddha in Sunlight. Our old dog lies on the front porch in sunlight. He moves as the sun moves, follows it along the porch, rising slowly, never going further than is necessary to stay within the warm curve of worship. He yawns, scratches, sheer minimalist conservation of energy. This morning, a rabbit hopped into the yard, nibbling clover. He lifted his head, eyed it for a moment, then lowered his head, closed his eyes. This is what Buddha taught. Take no interest in the arising of thought. The sun moves off the porch. He descends delicately, the way a newt descends from her bath, and he finds a place in the grass. The rabbit nibbles away, undisturbed. Let it be, Buddha said. It will settle itself. The First Lesson. Zhao Yunlan sprawled in the comfortable wooden chair, stretched his arms over his head, wiggled his toes, and never once lifted his eyes from the man sleeping on the bench across from him. Xiong Wei, his Xiong Wei, dropped back into life somehow, some way, by an unexpectedly merciful heaven. Thinner, weaker, with silvery scars on the once perfect face, but fully, gloriously alive. 2 weeks of shocked, disbelieving joy, of team celebrations, of questions and debriefings, of stolen kisses and silent tears. And now, at last, they were alone in this peaceful mountain hideaway. Zhao Yunlan drank in the sight of his love, lying slack and vulnerable, his head cradled on a ratty old blanket, his body luxuriating in the warmth and sunlight of late afternoon. He saw the exact moment when Shen Wei's hands clenched and unclenched, and his eyes opened and fastened immediately on Zhao Yunlan. He smiled, a mere twitch of the lips that turned Zhao Yunlan inside out. Zhao Yunlan, he murmured, and it was only when he spoke that Zhao Yunlan could close his eyes to the sight of him and listen. He heard Xiong Wei shift position, heard birds chirping overhead, the breeze sighing in the treetops, small creatures rustling in the undergrowth. When he opened his eyes again, Xiong Wei lay quietly with his head on his hand, regarding him. Zhao Yunlan, he said again. He couldn't seem to find the unfamiliar words. I am happy. Zhao Yunlan sobbed. No, laughed, and fell to his knees beside the bench. Xiong Wei, he said, this is not happiness. It is ecstasy. Xiong Wei took his hand and pressed it to his lips. Thank you for the correction. Zhao Yunlan's grin was giddy and unrestrained. Xiong Wei released his hand and cupped his face instead. Tell me what you are thinking. Zhao Yunlan feathered his fingers through Xiong Wei's hair, stroked his forehead, pressed a soft kiss to his lips. I think that at this time of day, the sunlight warms our bed. I think that I will pick you up and carry you there, that I will strip you bare so that the sun burnishes your limbs, your hair, your face, that I will kiss you and bury myself in you until we are one inseparable body. And then, when we must separate, I will carry you to the bath and wash and kiss every part of you and warm you and dry you and hold you in my arms while it is night and day and night again. Shen Wei's eyes crinkled in amusement, but his voice was solemn. And can I not give you these delights? There will be other nights, yes. No, there will be. That certainty gave him courage. Tonight, what I ask is that you allow me to see you, to touch Shen Wei. That frightens me. Zhao Yunlan ruffled his hair again, slid a hand down Shen Wei's cheek. I know, Shao Wei, but you've never turned away from the things that frighten you. All I ask is that this time you do it without a mask. Shen Wei was silent while Zhao Yunlan continued to stroke his face and hair. When Shen Wei curled his fingers firmly around Zhao Yunlan's wrist, he stopped. Shen Wei struggled to sit up. He placed his hands on Zhao Yunlan's shoulders. I have trusted you with my life. I will trust you with my soul. He smiled, bemused by his own grandiloquence. But Yunlan, you must know. My soul is black. Idiot. So is mine. Shen Wei laughed at him, gave him a wide, proud smile. Does nothing frighten you, Alan? Oh, yes. But I have not lost you. Now what scares me is... There was a fear lurking there, though he hadn't identified it until now. It's so big. Shen Wei had the audacity to chortle at him. Not that. Zhao Yunlan threw his head back and laughed. My heart, Professor Shen. It feels like it will burst out of my chest. Like it's already taking me places I don't know. Like it will explode with joy. Or wipe away my life if I ever hurt you. If I ever lose your love. I'm not Zhao Yunlan anymore. I'm yours, I'm Shen Wei's, and I can't save that man who never gave his heart to anyone. That man who's crashing over the edge into love. You are my Zhao Yunlan, Shen Wei confirmed. He took Zhao Yunlan's face in his hands, smoothed his thumbs across his cheeks. Do you remember the first lesson you learned, Yunlan, when you began to study the martial arts? What? That was an abrupt change of topic. Zhao Yunlan shook his head, savoring the absurdity of the question. The warlord who seized my brother tossed me over a cliff. I dropped into an abyss when Yizhen was imprisoned. Li Chen's attacker threw me off a roof. And yet I survived. It was the first lesson my father taught me. The first power I acquired. Zhao Yunlan scooped Shen Wei into his arms as he had promised to do. He watched the warring emotions on Shen Wei's face as he struggled to accept this intimacy, as he finally conceded gracefully to Zhao Yunlan's greater strength. He was rewarded with another kiss and a press of Yunlan's beard to his forehead. Shen Wei slipped a hand inside Zhao Yulan's shirt and pressed it against his heart. "I will not allow this heart to shatter while you are in my arms," he promised. "But to keep you safe, I will teach you the first lesson." Zhao Yulan gripped Shen Wei even more tightly. He closed his eyes, dropped his head against Shen Wei's, and sighed. How to fall.